Queendom, welcome to episode 95 of the New York City K-Pop Queens podcast. I'm your co-host, Emily.
And I'm your co-host, Charity.
Charity and I have a packed show, per usual, for you this evening. The ladies of Idol have put out their first full-length album. This one has a lot of people talking. There's a lot of shocking imagery. It's a really powerful comeback. So we're going to give you our thoughts and opinions on that. Our man, Kian from Monsta X, finally had his solo debut with Voyager. We'll break down the single and the other two songs on that single album. Jay Park is back in the K-pop realm. He's got an interesting duet with K-pop royalty, IU. So we're going to talk about that song and music video. And then Taeyong said, no, Jay Park, I'm also going to do a duet with K-pop royalty. We have something coming on Seran's upcoming album with Taeyong. Taeyong released a song of his own featuring her. So we're getting back-to-back duets with these two. We're going to talk about the music video and the song. Stray Kids, Two Kids Room is still going strong. We had an interesting pairing this week between IN and Han, plus a lot of K-pop news, song of the week. There's a lot happening. How are you feeling tonight, Charity?
I'm good. I am counting the days until Friday.
Maniac.
<Da-na-na-na-na. laughs> I know, right? Oh my goodness gracious.
We've heard like 10 seconds of the song. It's already my favorite song ever. We are talking about, of course, Stray Kids comeback Friday, the biggest day of the year of our lifetimes. Stray Kids Maniac comeback.
We are now a Stray Kids podcast. Just kidding.
Well, I mean, we are baltized, but it's clear who our faves are. We live for Stray Kids. I think what's so exciting for us is this all happened organically. We found Stray Kids while doing the podcast. We became really big fans of theirs. We've championed all of their projects. And now here we are watching them become the global superstars they deserve. I don't want to say I told you so, but if everyone remembers in our 2022 K-pop predictions, I said Stray Kids are going to be the biggest group of 2022 and they're going to have the biggest year.
Yeah.
Everyone says, no. What about so-and-so over here? Stray Kids, this is their year. And from everything we've seen with the trailers, I don't think they're going to prove me wrong. I think this is going to be massive, Charity.
I think so too.
Oof, so exciting. Hyunjin with that red hair.
The lace shirt.
And what about the unveil for Freeze where they did Mafia? Oh, my God. A lot of Queendom, you've been reaching out to us saying they're doing what you asked for. Grown, gangster. Yeah. It's everything we've dreamed of, Charity.
It's making our dreams come true.
Oh, this is going to be a massive comeback. We will be doing a full review next week. Don't worry. You know we're going to talk about every song, break down the music video. We've been waiting for this. So trust and believe. We will be here next week with that. But first, we have a lot of content to get to this week. Welcome to our new listeners. We do this podcast every single week. This is 95 weeks in a row that Charity and I have been on air talking about K-pop and doing reviews. So if you just joined us, we're happy to have you. Episodes come out on Thursdays. If you'd like to follow us on social media, we post different content on our Twitter and Instagram page. That's NYC K-pop Queens. So give us a follow, slide into the DMs and say hello. If you'd like to vote in our weekly polls, please do. We love hearing your thoughts. So if you want to vote in these polls, you have to be following us on Twitter. We post them exclusively on our Twitter account. Loyal Queendom, you know what I'm talking about. We do these polls every week. We just want to know your opinions. A lot of times Charity and I will split. Maybe I liked this song. She hated the fashion. I loved it. There's a lot of those. And then there's a lot of just fun ones. So last week we did our first ever kind of throwback review, and we're going to be incorporating that into the show moving forward. So we're reviewing albums that came out before we started this podcast in 2020. Our first ever one was Big Bang. We did the whole Made series from 2015, 2016. Way too much fun doing that, Charity. I have become so obsessed with Big Bang. It's bad. It's not bad, but I don't know how much more bandwidth I have to be obsessed with new groups. It's like my whole brain is just full of K-pop groups all day long. Everything else in my life, it's like a tiny fraction of room I have for other things. And then there's a new group that I'm obsessed with, and it's like, oh no. But we both had the same bias from Big Bang, which is rare for us. We were both obsessed with Taeyang. Charity's record was top. My record was G-Dragon. We had to know Queendom. Who do you vibe with Big Bang? Okay, Charity, Big Bang bias. This was a landslide. 48% of the Queendom, G-Dragon.
Okay, all right. I'm mad at it.
I can see that. Yeah. He's a superstar. 28%, our man Taeyang. Top got 16% of the votes. And rounding it out was Daesung at 8%.
Okay.
So it all makes sense to me. G-Dragon's such a superstar. He's such a presence. So he's the Queendom's bias. But Wrecker would be Taeyang. They still vibe with our guy. Our next poll question. Charity and I were very divided on Weekly last week.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
I like cute, happy, after-school Weekly. I liked that vibe and think that works a lot better for them. Charity was excited to see a more mature Weekly with Venpara. We had to take it to the Queendom. A lot of you voted. Literally split down the middle, Charity. 50% for old school, after school, cute, bubbly Weekly. 50% for mature Venpara Weekly.
Okay.
So there you go. There you have it. Our Queendom's just like us.
Right.
Vibe with different things. And I think that's good news for Weekly because mm-hmm. that means like their fans are embracing the new look and sound, mm-hmm. and they still have a lot of fans that love their debut and old school Weekly. So
something for everyone.
Yeah, it's good news. Okay, the next poll, the last poll question, has to do with news that came out this week. To no one's surprise, it was announced that BTS is performing at the Grammys this year. They will be in Las Vegas. The Grammys are in Las Vegas. We believe that's why they're doing two weekends in Vegas, because the Grammys, they do a weekend of shows, then it's the Grammys, and then they do another weekend of shows. So it all kind of made sense why they announced that in Las Vegas. As you know, BTS are nominated. They are nominated for Butter, wonderful song. Not sure if they're going to win. And we kind of wanted your opinion. So we just asked, will BTS go home with a Grammy on April 3rd? Yes, no, or they should, but they won't win. Very interesting, very split. 28% of you said they should, but they won't.
Yeah.
36% flat out said no. And another 36% said yes.
Wow. Yeah.
So Queendom is divided. What do you think, Charity? Is BTS winning that Grammy this year?
They should, but they won't.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think it was the best pop song, pop group mm-hmm. song. I would agree with you. I don't see the Grammys not giving it to Tony Bennett and Lady Gaga. Tony Bennett is in the twilight of his life. That album, that performance of Radio City was just massive. And it would be shocking to me if they don't win. I hope BTS wins because they've done a lot to get there. The politics of the Grammys are insane. And we've watched BTS play it the past year or so. So I hope for their sake, all of this work and sacrifice and kind of behind the scenes politics pay off. But I still think we're going to watch them lose and it's going to suck.
Yep.
They have been announced as performers. I'm really hoping and praying they get a long solo stage by themselves. I think mm-hmm. we both know that won't happen. They're going to put Western artists with them and ugh. No, just give BTS 10 minutes to show the world like what they can do and who they are. That's all I want.
If I were BTS's people, I would be like, they will come to the Grammys. They will do all this hype around the Grammys if they win. If they're not going to win, we're not coming.
Well, I think, you know, for them, they still think the Grammys is the biggest deal in the world and yeah. they'll come no matter what.
Yeah.
And Grammys are saying, oh, we're going to give you a performance slot, all of this stuff. Remember last year how the Grammys gave them the worst time?
Yeah. They dragged it out so that way we'd all have
and
to
kept
watch.
Saying, next, coming up next, coming up next for like 3 hours.
Yeah.
I think they've learned their lesson from that. I'm guessing BTS will be earlier in the show, but I mm-hmm. still think we're not getting a solo stage. We're going to get collabs. Ugh. I don't know. It'll be interesting. We will see. I hope I'm wrong. I think the exciting part is we will get to see BTS on the red carpet, Grammys fashion.
Yeah, yeah.
We will get to see them in the audience again. Yeah. And they'll get to perform in front of their peers. Like, it's a big deal to have that Grammy stage in person. So for them, I'm happy. Selfishly, as a fan, I'm like, here's what I want. But it's not about me. Happy for the guys. Hope it goes well. Thank you all so much for voting. We'll have more questions on our Twitter next week, I'm sure, based on the stuff we're going to talk about tonight. Speaking of our queendom, we love our listening community so much. We see where you're listening from every week, and we just want to give you shout outs to let you know we see you. We recognize that you're there listening, and we really appreciate you. So queendom shout outs to all of our friends in LA, Los Angeles, California. We see you every week, and we really appreciate you listening. Thank you. Tampa, Florida, Honolulu, Hawaii, Asheville, North Carolina, Sugarland, Texas, Mount Vernon, New York, New York, stand up. We see you. Vancouver, British Columbia, Queendom, shout out to Warsaw, Poland. Huge shout out to Poland. They're in the middle of this crisis right now. Shout out all of our Queendom in Poland. India, Nigeria, Hong Kong. We've like amazing international queendom, and we see all of you and love you. And we're always kind of humbled and grateful that people from around the world are tuning into our podcast every week. We want to give a special shout out to our friend Sarah from Germany. Sarah, we've got that Kingdom comeback review on the way for you. Sarah's a big fan of the group Kingdom. But unfortunately, here's some news. Kingdom comeback was supposed to be next week. A couple of the men from the group have COVID, and they've decided to push back the comeback to the end of the month. So just giving you guys some info, we will be reviewing that album and that comeback when it's released at the end of the month. So don't worry, Sarah, we got you. We got your group. Thank you so much for listening. We love you. Let's get into it, Charity.
Yes.
Let's get into it. So the ladies of Idol, this is their first full-length album. Just a little backstory. They're on Cube Entertainment, debuted in 2018. Originally 6 members, and now we're down to 5 after Sujin's departure. So we haven't really seen Idol. You know, they had a wonderful comeback in 2021. We were both big fans of that. And we haven't seen them since. You know, it's been pretty quiet. There was a bullying scandal, unfortunately, caused some controversy. Soohyun from Idol is one of our favorite solo acts. She put out an amazing project last year that Charity and I were both all about, big fans. But we haven't seen the ladies together. And this is a different vibe without Sujin. Now there's 5 members, a full album. I'm kind of surprised this is the first full album since they've been around for 4 years. That's surprising to me. But let's talk about it. Our single is called Tomboy. Charity, let's talk about the song. I want your opinions and thoughts on the song, and then we're going to get into this music video.
I really, really liked it. I like girls that are giving us the angsty pop rock, because the guys have been giving it to us. Mm. And some girls have. I feel like...
Well, Purple Kiss, Dreamcatcher.
Yes, thank you. Thank you. Yes. Sorry. Yeah. Purple Kiss, Dreamcatcher. That's more their like MO, but I feel like Idol, they really... They didn't fit that genre for me before, but I thought they did a great job. I liked the rock guitar in it. I love when Soohyun comes in and how she holds out boy and doll in her first verse. Mm. I love the la-la-las in the bridge. I like the message, too, of like, you don't have to be this prissy girl. Like, you can be a badass girl and be a tomboy. And my favorite line is, your mom raised you as a prince, but this is queendom, right?
Yes, it is. Another song dedicated to our queendom. Thank you, Idol.
Yes. I don't know. I love the message of it. You don't have to be this prissy, perfect, put together girls. Like, you can be whatever you want, and you can be bad bitch. I liked it a lot. What about you?
Okay. I think the pop rock sound works. What I like about Idol, the last comeback was also shocking and different. They did that Hua song. The visuals were very different. The sound was different. And wow, was it refreshing. They're kind of becoming that girl group for me that you don't know what to expect. It's going to be different. Before that, they were bright, bubbly girls. I mean, there's a lot, but they're able to do it seamlessly. I buy it. And right there, that's like perfect. Very tough, very sassy and catchy. A lot of girls are going to relate to this song. the simple breakdown, that bridge, is actually really fun and effective. And I like the bold, fierce lyrics. I love the "I'm not a doll" because mm-hmm. we see that so much in K-pop.
Yeah.
There were a lot of references to their culture and the K-pop industry as a whole that I thought were pretty bold and really worked. I love the beep part that makes it sound like they're saying the F word.
Yeah.
I think that's just added fierceness. I don't know if you need it or not, but it's bold as hell, and I appreciate it.
I think on the physical album, there will be the explicit version.
That would make sense. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I think it's interesting to see their definition of a tomboy. So I'm a tomboy through and through. I've always been a tomboy. This week, I'm excited because I'm going to be in Pittsburgh for the NCAA March Madness. Basketball is my favorite sport. I'm really, really into sports and definitely not a girly girl. I sat at the boys' lunch table my whole life. Like, I'm that girl. I think it's interesting to see different definitions of what a tomboy is.
Yeah.
Because, you know, it's not always one thing or the other. And being a girly girl isn't always one thing or the other. I think it's interesting to see kind of there's room for different definitions as we move into our culture kind of shifts and there's more gender fluidity. There's also yeah. more fluidity when it comes to labels, right? I love it, but I also worry about it because it's like, let's not put this type of person in a box. That doesn't mean, you know, that's kind of my only with this is like, all right. Tomboys are more than like whiskey drinking murderers, as you're describing, because that's literally what this song is about and what the video is about. I'm just gonna say, I find it almost offensive as a tomboy. I'm like, all right, but like, just because you're maybe not as girly as your peers, it doesn't mean you're a bitch, and it doesn't yeah. mean. Like, so I kind of find, I think in some ways it's empowering and I think in some ways it's offensive, and it just depends on who you are, how you take it. I wanted to be behind it a lot more, but I kind of felt myself being like, this, it goes with the narrative that like girly girls are nice and sweet. Tomboys mm-hmm. are bitchy murder. You know what I mean? Like it's,
it goes culturally with what you were saying.
Yes. Like,
I think that's their take on what a tomboy mm-hmm. is, because I feel like tomboys here in the States, like, is different. It's like,
yeah.
you know, the little girl in her overalls with her little baseball cap and pigtails and playing in the dirt with the boys and playing t-ball
yeah.
and playing in basketball and like more into that version. But maybe in other cultures, it's just the interpretation is different, I assume.
No, you're exactly right. Yeah.
And I think so for them, this might be how tomboy is viewed.
We also really quickly before we move on the video, that's a great point, because we also have to talk about like culturally there's a difference. If you're a yeah. feminist in Korea, that's the worst thing. Being yeah. outed as a feminist is like your career's over. So mm-hmm. clearly the gender norms and stereotypes there are very different. So
yeah.
I think that's an important point. It's just for me, it takes me a second to realize, okay,
yeah.
this isn't my type yeah. of tomboy. I thought the music video went with the song. It's mm-hmm. so in your face. It's so bold. The styling, colors, storyline, they're all in theme with the song. So mm-hmm. it totally works. I loved the stop motion with the Barbie dolls. I think that yeah. that's really smart, really unique. We don't see that in music videos that often anymore. Mm-hmm. And definitely not in K-pop videos. So like, how cool is that? I was happy to see all the costumes weren't short, tight dresses. Cause again, yeah. that's such a like, I loved the wide pants, the tie, leather jacket as one of the costumes. There's more room for that in K-pop. Again, as we talk about like where the culture kind of is and where it's going, it's different geographically, but I think there's room for that. Like Amber Liu was super successful way back in the day, and she had a very masculine look. Mm-hmm. I think girl groups can play around with that a lot more
yeah.
than they do.
Yeah,
they haven't quite gone there, but I was happy to see like, oh, all right, at least there's one costume in this that isn't a short, tight, revealing mm-hmm. dress, because the rest of them, just they were black and red, but they were very like revealing and girly. It was girlies dressing up as badasses.
So
that was like a little whatever, but I liked it. I thought it was ridiculously bold and fun, and for the most part, it paid off. What did you think?
I like the styling, like you said, and I like the smudged makeup. They don't look perfect. It's not perfect lines. But it's a little messy.
Yeah.
Because normally idols look so perfect and put together. So I like that they were trying to show a more rough around the edges look. And I like the cut between the pink outfits and then the black ones with the wide legs you were saying. I like that they kept cutting between both of those from scene to scene. They'd be in the pink outfit and then it'd be the silhouette of them in the baggy pants. I thought that was cool. Mm-hmm. The thing with the Barbie doll and kidnapping Ken and terrorizing the Ken doll was kind of funny. Right? It was a little creepy, but it was kind of funny too.
Ken's in the trunk. Ken's right? in the trunk. And then there's guns everywhere. They're holding machine guns up. I'm like, whoa, okay.
It was such an interesting concept.
Yeah.
And very not... I am a pretty little girl.
Not at all.
You know, I like that they kind of were like, screw this. Screw this stereotype. Like, for us, this is what we're doing. Yeah.
Shock value. I'm 100.
Yes.
Like, they really went for it. I think there's hits and misses in the execution, but for the most part, it was really entertaining.
Yeah.
Like, yeah. All right. There's definitely room for this type of group in K-pop, and it's fun to watch, even if you're like, oh, wait a minute. Okay, why are there guns and why is Ken hanging? Interesting. All right. These girls are mad.
They are.
And it's hard to convey too. Like, you can be a feminist and be a girly girl and be a tomboy at the same time. It's hard to convey all of that in a song or a music video. So they had a clear vision and they executed it. And I think they executed it well. And fans are eating this up. Let's talk about the rest of the album, because we did get a lot of songs, a lot of variety, I think. So what were your standout songs?
I liked Villain Dies, Already, and Liar.
Perfect. We have opposites, so we're going to break down most of the album.
Oh, perfect.
I liked Polaroid, Escape, and My Bag.
Oh my God, we totally have opposites. Mm-hmm. It's so funny.
All right, talk about your picks. Let us know why those songs are good. Break them down.
Villain Dies. I love the distorted sound and the vocals. I thought the verses sounded darker, and then the pre-chorus comes in, and it has a more airy, happy sound. And it just kind of had like an eerie feel to it. And I loved Suyeon's rap in it. I love the tone of her voice.
I liked the strings during the chorus in Villain Dies. I thought those were really nice and really effective.
Sound like eerie. I don't know.
Yeah.
I added that to my playlist.
A darker tone.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I liked Already. I liked the chorus. I loved the breakdown in the bridge. I thought the lyrics kind of really stung. Like, I've already erased you that time, that day. I feel like a lot of us have been there. You go through a breakup and you're like, done, gone from my memory. You're dead to me. At least I've been there.
Yeah.
This is very cold. Like, I've erased you that day, that time.
Like, yeah.
Okay, ladies. And then I love Liar, another angsty kind of pop song. I love the rock guitar. And it kind of had like a Pink vibe to it. Like the singer Pink.
I can see that. Yeah.
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 But I like this vibe for them. They're so versatile. So what are your breakdowns?
Yeah, I mean, I liked the second half of the album more because I felt like we got away from the overly aggressive badass girl to a little bit more vulnerability, which that's always a turn on for me and an excitement for me. Polaroid, really nice, nostalgic acoustic guitar, very nice vocals. I love the message of it. Harmonies were on point. Yuki sounds great in this song. I feel like she doesn't get enough flowers in this group because you have a few super talented ladies that get all the attention. But she caught my ear a few times during the album, and I thought in Polaroid she sounded great. Escape is by far my favorite song on the album. Minnie's voice at the start, it just gives me chills. It's so haunting, and she has that really interesting tone that I think always stands out. She starts almost every song, and it for a reason, you know, she kills it. Mayeon also has some standout vocal moments on Escape. And I like the message. Like, these are tough girls, but it's okay to have someone help you out and not do it alone. It's great to be a tough badass. It's also important to be kind and be a good friend. And this, I think, kind of brought it back to a little bit more of that message, which I resonate with more. So I just love the sound of this song too. I think it's really the strongest, Escape's the strongest song on this album. And then My Bag, completely different. But I love a good hip hop beat. I love it. I love a good hip hop beat. And they all actually held their own rapping. You know, they said that they were nervous about rapping. And I genuinely think they sound better than other groups' so-called rap lines. And I'm talking about the girls that aren't rappers. We already know like Suyeon can spit. She's great. Mm-hmm. But every single one of them rapped on this song. And I wasn't going, ugh, like I have with a lot of the female rappers in K-pop groups. And it's never really, it's not their fault. It's usually these girls weren't rappers. They have lower voices. So they were designated a rapper and they're doing an imitation of maybe a Western rapper. And it just kind of is cringe. I thought that they actually did really well considering they weren't rappers. The song was cool. The vibe was cool. So I liked that one too. But I think, yeah, I think overall, this is a great album. I mean, there isn't a song that I was like, ooh, I don't like it. And there were interesting sounds, different melodies, good harmonies. Minnie wrote some lyrics. Mm-hmm. Suyeon's their star. She was involved, I think, in writing every single song. I will say Suyeon's getting a little bit – there's been some controversy online this week about her rap in Tomboy because she said she doesn't want to ping pong. She'd rather like shoot a TikTok video. And some fans attacked her and said that she was attacking Hyuna because Hyuna has a song called Ping Pong. I really don't see that. She was talking about a relationship and just saying like, I don't want to do the back and forth. I'd rather go film a TikTok video by myself. Like that's what I took from it. And I think sometimes fans reach to attack other groups, other artists that aren't their faves. I didn't hear that at all. I was a little bit surprised when I saw the controversy. I was like, wait, what first?
Yeah,
what,
I took it how you took it. Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
And then Liar, there's been a lot of gossip that's about Changmo that they must have dated. There's a lot of references. So interesting. We have no idea. But there are some lyrics in that one that I was like, this is kind of believable. that does seem like a reference to him. So if they did, it was a bad breakup and it gave her a lot of material for a kick-ass album.
I mean, honestly, though, even if she wants to talk about someone, Taylor Swift does it all the time. So
Exactly. Spill the tea. Like part of the creative expression is talking about stuff. I hate that it has to be so veiled in K-pop. Talk about that breakup. But then again, I mean, in K-pop, they're not, we don't even know that they're together because they have a date in secret. Like we're putting our Western expectations on them. It's a different deal. But I thought it was interesting. I'm like, what controversy? I thought the controversy was going to be about the violent music video.
Oh, nope. They're like, we're not that.
No one seems to have a problem with any of that. But they're taking a Canada ping pong lyric.
Totally fine.
Ken hanging while they're shooting machine guns at him. Totally fine. Totally fine. Nothing about that was shocking or no. I'm like, what the heck? I also think it's funny. Not funny, but it's interesting in so many K-pop videos how they just hold guns, shoot people.
So many guns.
There's a lot of gun violence.
Even like reference to guns, even like making your hand look like
dance
a gun.
Dance moves. Yeah.
Yeah.
A lot of guns in K-pop. You wouldn't expect it.
No.
But as an American, when I watch these videos, I'm always like, oh my God. Like, I don't think that would fly over here. It's
No.
But apparently, again, cultural differences, no shade. It's just surprising.
Yeah.
I will say something else I noticed here that's a trend. We've talked about hand choreography a lot. Mm-hmm. And I realized when I was watching their choreography for this song, it's all for TikTok. Everything's for TikTok.
That makes sense.
This choreography is for TikTok. I made a note. The choreography is very TikTok friendly. Yeah, let's do some big swinging movements that aren't TikTok friendly. Choreographers that are listening, screw TikTok. I want big, bold movements. I don't want this little hand stuff anymore. Some groups have done really cool, intricate stuff that's interesting. Mm-hmm. But now I'm realizing, wait a minute, this is for TikTok. I don't like hand choreography. We'll see. Let's talk about our biases.
Oh, yes.
Let's talk about our biases.
Still, Suyeon, love her. And Wrecker, still Minnie. Mm-hmm. And Minnie was your bias, right?
Yeah. And she's so still great. It's still the same. Minnie is still my bias. And Suyeon is my Wrecker. Minnie's voice just grabs me. And I like her personality. You know, mm-hmm. I was lucky enough to watch the press conference and the showcase and everything. I like her. And then Suyeon's a superstar. Yeah, there's no question. But really, all of the ladies bring something to this group. And I think visually they're interesting and a little bit different. They're very pretty. There's a lot in this group that I like, you know, like when you put together elements of a girl group, I'm like, oh, yeah, yeah. This group kind of checks the boxes for me. Great comeback, right?
Yeah, so great. We have to play a clip.
Let's play a clip. This is Tomboy by Idol.
It is so catchy. It got stuck in my head all week.
It's really, really catchy. And I like that there's some lower notes, lower tones. You know, I think this one's right up our alley. They're badasses. There's no other word for it. They killed this comeback. Great album. Congratulations to Idol. I know it's doing numbers. Their fans are freaking out on social media. Everyone's really happy with this comeback. And what do you think, Charity? I would say we agree. This is good.
Yeah, it's really good.
Thumbs up from the queens for Idol. Before we move on from these lovely women, it's our favorite time of the week, Charity. You know what it is? I know what it is. Queendom knows what it is. It's quiz time.
Yeah.
All right. This week's quiz, we're staying with Idol. And the quiz is titled, Who's Your Idol Bestie? We're going to find out which of these girls will be our best friend. Very exciting. If you'd like to play along with this, a link to the quiz is in the description of the podcast you're listening to right now. We will also post the link on our Twitter account so you can comment there who you got. Very fun. I'm excited for this quiz this week. Are you ready, Charity?
I'm ready.
Okay. Question number one. How would your friends describe you? Innocent, cute, sensitive, sexy, charismatic, or chic?
I mean, maybe I guess of these cute, because I wouldn't say that I'm innocent and
no,
I'm not, but I'm not like overtly sexy. Like it's this weird thing. Yeah. So I would say cute. I'll say cute. You're like, no.
Yeah. That, if you picked that, I'd be like, someone's lying. Someone's lying to themselves. Well, we have to call
it the truth.
Well, your whole accountability charity.
It's the truth.
I'm going to say for myself, charismatic.
Yes, very much so. Okay. What would be your position in a K-pop group? Leader, visual, main dancer, main vocal, main rapper?
Main vocal. I want to be the main vocal.
Leader.
Who are you at a house party? The center of attention, hanging out and having fun with your friends, sipping a drink in a corner, avoiding eye contact, on the dance floor, busting moves, always by the snack table, or putting in requests with the DJ?
Hanging out and having fun with my friends.
Yeah, I would be doing all of these things except being in a corner. But I agree with you. I'm hanging out. I'm having fun with my friends.
Okay. You had a fight with your bestie. How do you make amends? Act cute. They can't resist. Send a text message. You don't like face-to-face confrontation. Have a long talk IRL in real life. Maybe cry a little. Laugh it off together. You don't hold grudges anyway. Ignore it and hope they approach you first, or give them a present and a hug.
Yeah, I rarely – I'm too old to be getting in fights with my friends. Right? Like, I can't remember the last time I got in a fight with my friend. Laugh it off together. I don't hold grudges anyway.
Yeah, same, same.
Okay, what's the ideal night out with your best friend? Dinner at a cool restaurant, drinks and dancing till 3 a.m., a sleepover, camping under the stars, a concert, or a dinner party with friends at their place?
Oh, there's two for sure.
Yeah.
Drinks and dancing till 3 a.m. and a concert. I'm going to say drinks and dancing till 3 a.m. because we've done that many times.
No question. Yeah. That's duh. Dinner, then drinks, then dancing. It's a whole night.
A whole thing. Okay. Who's your idol bias?
We can just say it because we all know. Mine's Minnie.
Mine is Suyeon.
Who did you get?
Oh, I got Suyeon. It says it's all about the duality with you two.
You put on a fierce front, but deep down you're looking for hugs and support, and you'll get them from Soyeon.
Okay, I think they just like picked whoever you said your bias is, because mine's Minnie.
Oh, I love it.
Minnie's the soft-hearted, dreamy girl of the group, and after you guys bond over music, your friendship will be sealed through kindness and care. Lovely. Well, I'm happy Minnie's new bestie. Sorry, Charity. Things have changed. I have a K-pop bestie now, Minnie. That was fun. Thank you for playing along with us, for humoring us and listening to us take these quizzes every week. We have so much fun with us.
We really do.
Let us know who you got, who your idol bestie is. This will be posted on our Twitter, NYC K-pop Queens, or you can play along. Link in our description. Let's move on. Totally changing gears. So most of you that listen to the podcast every week are loyal Queendom know Monsta X is one of our favorite groups. Mm-hmm. We're big fans of theirs. We're always very excited for their releases. And Kian, who is the powerhouse vocalist of Monsta X, just debuted as a solo artist. It's a single album, which is usually a couple songs. Kian gave us three. It's called Voyager. And the single is called Voyager.
Emily, did he take you on a voyage?
Yes. Yes, Kian. Yes. I just kept saying yes the whole time. You know, Kian's such a good singer, and he's done covers of kind of pop rock songs and rock songs, and he kills it. And he's always said, I want to do rock. I want to do rock music. And this is like the pop rock vibe that I feel like he loves so much and that he wanted to do. And he just vocally knocked it out of the park. I love the lower runs that finish some of the sentences. I think that's great creative phrasing. But the bridge in this song is my absolute favorite. I loved the piano and the beat that come in during that bridge. When he started saying, everybody get up, I was up and dancing. Like, it took me 2 seconds. I love, love, love that style. It sounds so good. I kind of wish we would have had more of that fun piano in the rest of the song. It was so cool. But I really liked it. I think the lyrics, the whole feel of this is going from one world to the other and wishing, you know, he wants to be a rock star. And it's kind of this dream come true. It's this new world. And he says, feeling like a Voyager, I'm free. The paradise I've been dreaming of, it's so beautiful. I like it because all of his fans, all of loyal Mambebe know that Kian's been wanting to do this for so long and wanted to do rock music, stand there with a band. And he's doing it. And he killed it. I'm so proud of him. Really impressed. I think it's hard because it would be shocking to not be impressed by him. You know, he's one of those vocalists everyone knows and talks about as one of the best vocalists in K-pop. But I think he really did well. I think he really honored himself with this. What do you think?
Ugh, I was so proud of him.
Yeah.
It's a little funky. It's a little poppy. It's a little rock. It also has some jazz elements. Mm-hmm. His vocals for this song are ridiculous. And like you said, that bridge is insane.
Oof.
And he can be the front man to a band easily.
Right.
Easily. I think he's found his, not niche, like his.
Yeah.
I guess
his lane.
Niche.
Like this his is lane. His lane.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. He found his lane of like what's next for him after Monsta X. He can go have a band.
Oh, be a solo rock star.
Yeah.
Dude. You got this. Like you got this. It's funny too that you said how impressive this was vocally, because I think sometimes the trap with Kian, he's so good. It doesn't sound hard.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't sound hard. And then you try to sing along and it's like, oh, never mind. I was thinking like, well, I thought there'd be more range for a second. And then I sang along. I was like, there's tons of range in just this sentence, idiot.
Yeah.
Like, this guy, he makes it seem so easy and it's not. Yeah. Like, great, great song. What did you think of the music video?
Oh, I don't think he's ever looked hotter. Like, right? Ever. My favorite outfit is him with that red sweater and the exposed forehead.
Red outfit, everything in capital letters. Capital letters. Like,
and again, just seeing him in front of a band was just so cool. I'm like, this is your element.
Mm-hmm.
Please.
Well, and I liked the story of the music video. You know, the concept. It was like he was dreaming of being a rock star. And he had his hair down, like the K-pop hair, and he was watching bands and kind of wistfully dreaming of it. And then he finally gets to be in the band, and his giant smile when he was fronting the band.
I know.
Oh my God, it was so endearing. And he looked so handsome and happy. I was just like, I love what they did with this. I'm really proud of Kian and the whole team behind this because I think the song and the music video are just perfect.
Yeah.
I loved the styling throughout the music video. I've been telling you, Kian's been sneaking up on me in Monsta X World.
I know.
Kian has really been coming for that record title for, I don't know, maybe the past like 6 months. I've been really paying attention to him. And then he puts this out. Oof.
Forehead. Yes. Forehead.
Yeah. Forehead. Oh my God. The Monsta X stylist. We know what they did to Hyungwon. We've all seen We've all seen them sabotage Hyungwon for 100 years. Finally, this past year, they let him be hot. Hello, Kian. They've been hiding his forehead and his smile. Yeah. And his smile. Kian never smiles. And, not never, but rarely smiles. And they never show his forehead.
Never.
I have had it. I have had it with you K-pop stylists sabotaging these men by giving them little boy haircuts and not showing their forehead. I have had it. We are not doing that anymore, Charity.
We're not.
Bust into all these labels and just force foreheads. Seriously. I like every single time we're always like, oh my God, he's so handsome. All it takes is a forehead. Why are we hiding people's foreheads? It's 2022. It's 2022. It's time to liberate the forehead.
Free the forehead.
Free the forehead. We are starting a campaign. Trust and believe. I think we need to start this campaign.
I think we should. Hashtag free the forehead.
Free the forehead. I'm standing outside of all of those offices with signs until every single idol has their hair pushed back and we could see the forehead. I will not be happy.
Yeah.
Because no idol looks worse that way. And the really good-looking ones look like the most handsome men in the world. So why are we sabotaging?
I wish I knew.
So do I.
I wish.
It's really frustrating. But Kian, with that forehead back, red outfit and big smile, kill me. Just like it was.
Never looked better.
Oh, I love him so much. Okay.
What about the other two songs, Coma and Rain?
I thought they were great. I love that we get three different sounds. We get some pop rock. We get some R&B. I like what they did. And I love the lyrics. In Comma, I thought the fast phrasing in the chorus was really effective. Mm-hmm. And I liked the lyrics about the new beginning, kind of continuing your story. But it's not a period. It's a comma.
Yeah.
I like that because it's kind of saying this isn't an ending. This is just like part of my story. This isn't leaving Monsta X. This is a new beginning within the bigger story of my life. And I think that's a really good way to just kind of look at life changes in general, right?
Yeah, and they've been through a lot of changes.
And then I thought Rain, oh, he killed it. But can we talk about those low notes? I thought I Am was on the track.
Me too.
I was like, oh, this doesn't say featuring I Am, but that's nice of him to do this verse.
Literally pause. I was like, wait. And I was like, it doesn't say he's on here. Oh my God, I love that you thought that too.
Literally. It's, you guys, we never get to hear Kian's lower register because he has that high belt that Monsta X utilizes. But boy, can he hit those low notes. He was giving us I Am low notes on this song.
Yeah.
Like, are you effing kidding me? Wow. Just blown away. What did you think of those songs? Are you on the same page?
Yes, 1000%. I loved Comma, and I also loved that he had a hand in writing it, so even better. But for me, Rain.
Sexy R&B.
Thank you. Right up my alley. So sexy. So intense. And then he sounded like sexy I Am and his like when he did like that talk sing thing.
Yeah.
I love the ad-libs at the end that he does.
Like, yes.
Oh, my goodness. I will not lie. I had this song on repeat.
Yeah, he gave something for everyone. Because he gave like emotional, like moving on, a little bittersweet introspection on Comma. He gave sexy R&B on Rain. And then he just gave cool rock star, coolest guy in the room. Kian is so slept on. He really is.
Yeah.
Oh, I was already such a fan, but like I think he knocked out of the park. And what I'm really excited about too. Every time K-pop guys release solo stuff, and this happens quite a bit, luckily the agencies let them do solo stuff and still be part of the group, and they're busy guys. But every time you see it, it's interesting to see how the bandmates react. And what I mean by that is on social media, are they tweeting congratulations? Are they taking a picture of the album saying they're listening to it right now? They're so proud. And it's vastly different based on the group.
Yeah.
With this one, This is the only one in recent memory for me, and I'm sure I'm probably wrong and I missed some stuff, but this is the only one I can think of where every single member was on Instagram tweeting in their stories, wow, king of K-pop, show them how it's done, fire. They were all so enthusiastic about this release. It warmed my heart. And in an interview he did, I believe with NME, he said that he wasn't nervous until at his solo video shoot, all of the guys came to visit him, even even Shownu.
Shownu! Oh.
All the guys came and they were cheering him on. They were being so positive. And that's when he realized like he was doing this by himself. He really is going to debut as a solo artist. And then he said he started to feel a little nervous. Like, oh, wow. Okay, this is real. But Vera, so cute. So endearing.
Oh, I love him.
And then like Joohoney and Hyungwon both sent him a truck. That's a very popular thing in Korean culture. Like you send your friend, who's also a celebrity, a coffee truck to have coffee on set while they're filming. So they did a coffee truck and a snack truck. Very cute and perfect Hyungwon personality. He had his face all over the snacks instead of Kian's because they have a very like antagonistic teasing relationship. But it's so cute because you think also you can tell love each other so much. So I just thought like I genuinely love Monsta X. I love their music. I love those guys, but it's so nice to see them love and support each other.
Yeah.
Because I genuinely think like a lot of these groups are not friends.
Yeah.
BTS talked about that. Like I remember when Jungkook said, you guys, we're lucky we're all friends because my friends in other groups, it's not like this.
Yeah.
I'm not going to say it on air, but you can tell some of these groups, those guys aren't friends. They don't hang out. Monsta X is one of those rare groups like BTS that, oh no, they're friends. They really love each other.
It's really sweet.
Right. I'm just happy to see that. Feel good stuff. Why don't we listen to a clip?
Yes, yes, yes. Please.
I love the song and I want to hear it again. So this is Voyager by Kihyun from Monsta X. Everybody get up.
Gosh, Kian, yes, 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 yes.
And that was part of the bridge that we both are in love with. We're like, we got to play this bridge. We got to play this towards the end because it's just so good. So good. I'm so freaking proud of Kian and I'm so happy for him. Like this was a goal and a dream that he's now achieved. And I cannot wait to see what else he puts out as a solo act because he's a star. Like this is your lane, dude. But also we love Monsta X. Like let's all stay together forever.
Yes, let's stay forever. Let's get a tour with my man so I can finally see him.
We can do all of the things.
Yes.
Which again, I think that's a special thing of K-pop because most of the time here, if someone starts in a boy group, then they leave and go solo and then that's it. There's no like also still being part of the group. It's cool that K-pop does that.
Mm-hmm.
Congratulations, Kian. We love you. Okay, let's move on to Jay Park and IU. So Jay Park left the two record labels he founded and we were like, what is he doing? I know he has a new Soju brand and then he started a new label immediately. And it seems like this is going to be more K-pop. Then he announces he's releasing a single with IU, who's been around for a very long time. She's very well regarded in the world of K-pop and also K-dramas. She's a pretty good actress. So, okay, Jay Park's back to being a K-pop star. All right, let's talk about the song and then we'll talk about the video. Ganadara is the song. Let's talk about the song, Charity.
Okay. I thought it was cute. It was very different than what Jay usually gives us. You know, I mean, I'm thinking of like Aquaman comes to mind. I wouldn't think the man that's saying Aquaman is also singing this very cheesy love song.
Yeah.
It seems like he knows what makes money. And he's getting his hand in that is kind of how it feels. I didn't dislike it. I did like it. I just thought it was very not his brand.
It felt a little different. Yeah, I agree. This is different.
Yeah.
I love the tone of his voice. I love when he sings. I thought her voice complimented his. I did like the cheesy lyrics. You know, who doesn't love a bad boy who falls in love with a sweet girl and changes his ways, obviously.
Well, that's not realistic. Let's not give girls dreams.
No, it's not realistic. Yes. But what I'm saying is he's feeding into the fantasy of like a romantic comedy, you know?
Yeah, I get what you're saying.
So I think that's where he was going. It just because we've seen him in concert. We've been a fan of his for a long time. We know that this seems a little unrealistic.
Well, I just think like, and this isn't ageism, but it doesn't work when you've been in the game for as long as he has. And when you're his mm-hmm. age, if you mm-hmm. want, if this is one of the 18-year-olds from like Treasure doing this song.
Yeah. Yeah.
Cute. But I don't really want to see a guy in his 30s doing a cutesy song, cutesy choreography. It felt like an older person trying to act young and cute, which I think is so mm-hmm. cringe. I can't. Yeah. The sound is very K-pop, but I found the song boring. I thought it was really boring. And I thought for his grand comeback to K-pop, I just wanted something a little more up-tempo. It doesn't have to be rap. It doesn't even have to be R&B, but maybe like a faster song mm-hmm. would have fit better, even if the lyrics and everything were a little on the younger side. Maybe just like a faster song, because we know he's such a great dancer, great vocalist. He reminded us in this song that he can still sing. He mm-hmm. sounds great. He's a great singer. It's just way too cutesy and immature for my taste. And coming from him, I think that makes it worse because his image is so different.
Yeah.
It's really hard to constantly evolve as an artist and to try new things. This felt like a backslide, not mm-hmm. evolution. I use fine. But it wasn't like, wow, this blew me away. I mean, yeah, she sounded nice when she came in. Okay. I don't think this is my vibe. I don't think it's for me. Yet I would be in the age range that it should be, if that makes sense. Like, Jay Park's a little older. Like, all right. It just – I was surprised by this. I was a little taken aback by it. Not my vibe.
I think if he hadn't spent so many years – building his brand as this hard hip-hop guy, it would feel a little more like you're not trying to pick low-hanging fruit.
Exactly. Yes.
You know, it just seems like quick money is what he's trying to go for. Which, you know what,
the song isn't good, though. Like, if any K-pop artist, if this was someone else that put this out, I would still be saying the same notes. If they were younger, I'd be like, okay, they're younger. They're trying to be cute.
Yeah.
But the actual melody isn't good. The actual like song is boring and dated. This sounds like a cute K-pop song from 5 years ago. It's not a cute K-pop song that would come out now because we've heard those. We know those. We're going to talk about one of those pretty soon. Like, this song doesn't work for me at all for what it is. And it's just shocking that Jay Park felt like this was the right choice mm-hmm. for his comeback to K-pop. And it's interesting you mentioned, like, you know, he kind of knows what works, what makes money. This isn't working. As of today, we record this on Wednesday, it still doesn't even have 1 million listens on Spotify.
Yeah.
So it's not resonating. And when you have a superstar like IU, when it's Jay Park, those are big names. This should be big. It's just disappointing. It's just disappointing. I want to redo for them because you know that they could put together something that's fire mm-hmm. and that showcases them both in a better way. We have to talk about this music video too.
Yeah, what did you think?
Ay, ay, ay. I guess Jay Park wants to be an actor too. And he's good at it. I thought he was funny. Yeah. I thought the whole concept was funny of him being like, oh, she's my friend. She'll totally do the song with me. But it was awkward because it made IU kind of look bad. Like, it kind of made it look like IU didn't show up and she wasn't reliable as a duet partner. So he's all upset and like worried, but then she shows up at the end and everything's fine. I get that they were trying to be funny, but I felt like it wasn't executed as well as it could have been.
Yeah.
That's what I'm going to say.
He was really cute and, you know, awkward and like, oh, like she's totally going to come. I totally know her. And then when he was in his dressing room and he was crying because she didn't show up, that also didn't feel believable.
Yeah. Yeah, 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 yeah.
Again, just because I get that this is not supposed to be his personality. It's supposed to be fake. It's a video. But I feel like he usually plays himself in these videos. So.
Well, it's awkward. He has such a strong brand. He has such a strong brand.
Yeah, this that's what I don't get. No.
And you know what I think it is? He's surrounded by yes men. No one on his team said this isn't going to work. Yeah. A lot of times when you're doing collaborations with comedy, especially, someone has an idea they think is the funniest thing in the room, and everyone else in the room has to say, I see where you're going, but how about we do this instead? It sounds to me like the element you think is funny is being nervous that this girl won't show up. Why don't we do it this way? He needed someone on his team to say that. I think this was his creative vision, and no one stepped in and said, let's tweak it, because it just didn't work. And the song, this is just, Jay, let's peel it back and take some time to decide what kind of, you know, K-pop artist you want to be, if that's where we're going to go now.
Mm-hmm.
But you're right.
Don't. You don't have to.
Why not just step back and own a K-pop label and start putting together your own groups? Because you're
that's what I thought it was going to do. Yeah.
So did I. That's what I thought this was going to be. And the first release is him doing comedy.
Yeah.
Yeah. And we're huge Jay Park fans. We've talked about a lot.
Yeah, we are.
So I think we're being extra hard on him because we're such fans. I also agree with you that, like, when you've spent decades being the hip hop guy with tattoos and piercings, it's very hard to be the cutesy comedian.
Yeah.
I'm not sure if your fans can buy into it as quickly because we are married to the image we've had of you for over a decade. So
yeah.
Maybe this was also just too quick. Like, give us some time away from the spotlight and then come back as this character. I don't know. Just a mess.
We get that people evolve. We get people try different things. But he, like you said, he was so married to an image for so long. And he didn't really step out of that for a very, very long time.
Yeah.
It's hard to pivot so quickly when you're like, wait, you just... What? Okay.
And it just doesn't feel like evolving. It feels like...
It doesn't feel authentic.
No. Yeah. It feels like a backslide and it feels... Yeah. So this is a miss. Like, again, though, people try. You try new things. You see what sticks. I don't think this one's going to stick. And I think, he'll learn from it. And the next thing he puts out will be fire because Jay rarely makes missteps when it comes to like his creative visions. So, yeah, this one didn't do it for us. And I also thought, like, if you have IU, why only have her come in there at the end?
Yeah.
You could have done a really cute, beautiful storyline of the two of you throughout the whole music video, not just the last 20 seconds. It just felt a little weird to have her featured and use her so sparingly.
And maybe that's all she would give him.
Yeah. Well, apparently based on the music video, which again, like for her, I wouldn't sign on to a music video where the whole joke is me being unprofessional and not showing up.
To me, I took it more. It was like, she's so big and he's not to that same level.
Yeah, that's still the whole thing was like,
it still looks bad.
But the whole thing was her saying, yeah, I'll be there. And he was so excited. Yeah. He couldn't believe it. So it's like, well then you don't. It just wasn't executed as clear maybe as it could have been. Because we both have differing views. So clearly the execution wasn't totally on point if the audience doesn't understand what's happening.
Yeah.
Well, should we play a clip?
Yes.
Let's play a clip. Let's remind people of all the not so great stuff we're saying. Jay Park is still mega talented and can really sing. So let's hear a clip of Gana Dara from Jay Park and IU. Baby, come on, sing a Gana. Body language, you don't touch me. Boy, you can go, just give me some your time. Yeah. And all the moments on it, I'm not.
It's cute, but it's just not Jay. I'm sorry. It's just not.
Yeah, this just feels off. Again, though, I think he sounds good. I just want to hear there's another vehicle that can showcase Jay Park a lot better. And hopefully we get that. Yeah. I'm excited to see what else he does on his new label. This is interesting. This is an interesting song. Okay. Moving on, but to something a little bit similar. So I kind of thought, hey, Charity, let's compare these two because this just came out. So I literally texted Charity, you guys, and was like, we need to talk about this too. It's kind of along the same lines as what Jay and I, you did. We're talking about Taeyong from NCT and Seohran. They released a duet today on Taeyong's new YouTube page. So a very exciting thing for all of us who love Taeyong. He has his own YouTube channel where he's going to upload, vlogs and different videos and a lot of original content, original songs. We know he put out fire songs last year on SoundCloud. Now he has a YouTube channel for it. So that's exciting. And all of a sudden, he drops this video, and it's to a song he did with Seohran. So it's called Lonely. Let's talk about this, Charity.
Yeah, what did you think?
It's like a similar duet vibe, right? There's something mm-hmm. similar in this kind of duet. But I liked this way more because I think yeah. musically it's just a much better song. Mm-hmm. That happy piano gives it almost like a Pink Sweats vibe, mm-hmm. which I love. It reminds me of a Pink Sweats song. I love the sound from Taeyong. I think he's so smart. He just gets it. Like his taste, he gets it. And he can be a solo. He is a solo star. But yeah. you just see the potential. Obviously, the camera loves him. I just think this project as a whole is fantastic. I'm in love with it. Really cool. What did you think?
Same. I thought it was pretty and upbeat. And I love the rhythm and the fast tempo of his rap, mm-hmm. but over this like pretty piano instrumental.
Yeah.
And I love when he sings in general. I love when he sings. And I yeah. thought she had such a pretty voice. And I thought it was very complimentary to one another. And in the video, he's such an insane dancer.
I know.
And his isolations are just next level. Like
insane.
Like he can do the intricate hand movement because no one can do that.
Like, no one can do what he does. No, yeah.
you can't copy that on TikTok. It's yeah, just yeah, yeah. his God-given talent. It's not TikTok. It's just Taeyong with his isolations being crazy good.
So good. I loved the whole visual of it. It was really bright and cheery and it mm-hmm. felt young and fresh. I liked the dancers coming in. I thought the choreography with the female dancer was so cute. I mm-hmm. loved when he put his arm around her and their friends kind of broke him up.
Yeah.
And even though the song is called Lonely and it's about being lonely, it's that vibe of I'm lonely. I'm going to call my friends to hang out. Not like mm-hmm. I'm lonely. I'm really depressed. You know, this was yeah. a different vibe. And visually, I thought he nailed it. I thought it was just so cool and fun, happy, uplifting. Loved this. Just a different deal. It's on YouTube. Everyone go check it out. It hasn't been released as a single, but you can listen to it on YouTube. So we aren't going to play a clip, but we will hear Taeyong and Seohran very soon on her, I think it's an EP. I don't think it's a full album. I think she's doing 5 or 6 songs, but Tae's featured on one of her songs called Diamonds. And the imagery, the pictures were released today. They're stunning. They look so good together. So I'm looking forward to that. I'm hoping we get a music video. But I think it's really cute that he was featured on her song.
Yeah.
So then he was probably like, hey, I did a song. I want you on it. You know, it's cute. Really cute. Yeah. And they sound great together. I'm shipping these two. And I'm sure there's nothing to ship. But I just like their sound and their vibe. And I'm excited to see Taeyong get more outlets for his creativity. The dude's a genius. He's a really interesting artist. And I love seeing what he puts out. So. Check that out, guys, if you haven't seen it. It's great. So good. But again, we're not going to play a clip. It's just on YouTube right now. So if you want to hear the song, it's called Lonely by Taeyong featuring Seohran. Let's move on. It's time to talk about Stray Kids.
Yay!
Our weekly Two Kids Room recap. Two Kids Room is a variety show, reality show by Stray Kids. Every week, two of the kids sit in a room together and talk, and you get a feel for their personalities. You may get some new information. It's a fun way to get to know all of them better. This week, we had Ayen, the youngest of the group, with Han, the all-arounder, Three Racha producer, rapper, singer extraordinaire. What were your thoughts on this one?
Well, one, I didn't know that Han was so messy. I guess he leaves his clothes everywhere, which would drive me crazy. I also
don't know why he wouldn't let go that Ian allegedly kissed him. And Ian's like, no, I didn't. And Han's like, yes, you did. And then he just brings it up throughout the entire conversation. He's coming back to it.
Yeah.
I'm just like, okay, yeah. Han, don't make it weird. Okay.
Yeah. It's like, are you in love with him? Are you like the older brother trying to tease and embarrass him?
Yeah.
Because I think it could be either one. But I did feel awkward for Ian. I liked it when they were talking about it. And, you know, the other guys comment on the duo that's currently recording. And they're like, yeah, supposedly Ian kissed him. And they're saying, I don't know if that happened. And then Hyunjin's like, it happened in Han's dreams. Hyunjin's not having it with this rumor that Han's trying to spread about his friend.
Oh, goodness. What did you think?
Yeah, I agree that that was like, oh, hey, Han, let it go. Let's move on. It's awkward for everyone watching now. I think Ian has the best energy. I love his energy. He brings such a like mischievous joy to the room. There's something about him where it's like he's always ready to do something or laugh or smirk. I just really like his vibe. So I'm always excited to kind of watch him. I also think it's interesting how they're all adjusting to having their own rooms. You know, they recently moved into new dorms. So for the first time in so many years, they don't have roommates. They each have their own room. And it's so cute to watch them be excited about that and talk about how they've decorated it and what they do. I really enjoy that on two kids' rooms. I like that these two are the messiest. It's funny that they used to be roommates and they were total slobs. I get it. I think Han's brain works similar to mine. I'm not that messy. I'm not that messy. But what he was saying, he just kind of lays out all of his clothes, like on the floor. I get that. Yeah, all right. I mean, I don't do that, but that didn't seem like totally bizarre to me. I was like, all right. Yeah. Okay. Han's just a different type of dude. He does his own thing. I respect it. These two were fun to watch. And it did feel like an older brother with his little brother. And if you look at pictures of when they were trainees and in their younger days, Ian was such a baby. Oh, my goodness.
Oh, my God. Such a baby.
And he was a young looking, you know, like 15-year-old. It's cute to see how they've grown up together and how they really are like brothers. They clearly are very comfortable with each other. But yeah, Han, you've got to let the kiss go. Whether it happened or not, let's not embarrass.
I know.
Or him. Let's just move on. Because again, are you just teasing him or is this you hope that he's in love with you and you're trying to start something?
Yeah.
I don't know. I'm not sure where that relationship stands. I was getting the feeling that Ian wasn't really into it.
No, it didn't seem like it.
Didn't seem like he wanted to, you know, flirt back or.
Yeah. Han was like, will you ever kiss me? And then.
Oh, yeah. When you die.
When you die. Yeah. So.
Yeah. Yeah. He's like, you kiss me again? He's like, no. It's like my whole lifetime. It is like the day you die, like right before you die when we're old. Fine, then I will. Yeah. Ian's not feeling it. Han, I get why you're in love with him. We all are. He's amazing. But I think it's time to move on. I think it's time we put this you kissed me in our room rumor or story to rest.
Yeah, let it go.
Yeah, let it go. Well, clearly he can't. He loves him.
I know, yeah.
It was a cute one, though. It's a great show. If you guys want to watch what we're talking about, it's on YouTube and VLive. It's really easy to find. It's free. Subtitles. Like, it's very fan-friendly. So check it out. And let's move on. Is there anything else from that one? Did I miss anything, Charity?
Mm-mm.
Well, let's move on to some K-pop news because there's a lot happening this week that we need to talk about. In major industry news, JYP has announced a big U.S. expansion. Following in HYBE's footsteps, they will be opening offices in the United States and kind of their own branch of the label, JYP USA, offices in L.A., of course, and New York City.
Yay!
Good news for us. So that's big. And that just shows that they see this as not just being a trend, that they really do have a footprint in the US and would like to expand that for K-pop. So I think that's wonderful news.
Mm-hmm.
Very exciting and great for some of our favorite groups. And not great news, though, Red Velvet postponed their concert that was supposed to happen this weekend. So this weekend, I believe it was one of the fan meeting type concerts, like a two-night thing. And they had to postpone it because Irene, Yuri, and Joy all tested positive for COVID. So wishing them a speedy recovery. While we're talking about COVID, I'll just update you on the list of idols that tested positive this week. because it seems like the past couple months, everyone in Korea has been testing positive.
Yeah.
There's a lot of COVID spread happening. So T by T, our boys, Hunikai and Subin have tested positive. Kai from EXO.
Aww.
Five members of Very Very. Yewon and Woosuk from Pentagon. Gaeul from IVE. Sulyun and Jinny from NMIX. They all tested positive within this past week. So just keeping you up to date and hoping that it's symptom-free and that they recover quickly. Wishing them good things. Speaking of good things, we will pivot. Congratulations to BTS on successful concerts in Seoul. They had their first concerts in front of their hometown audience recently. It looked cold. One night was rainy. A stadium concert in March. It has to be rough.
Yeah,
The fans were excited. The guys were so excited. And the film, you know, you could watch it live in theaters as well. For those of us in the US, it wasn't live, but it was the same kind of day. I think it grossed like 38 million. I don't have the numbers in front of me, but it grossed a lot of money worldwide. So it was a big, huge hit. Congratulations to the guys for that. And like we mentioned, BTS are not only nominated for a Grammy, but they will be performing at the Grammys on April 3rd. So set your DVRs. Get ready, ARMY. Suho from EXO, he's releasing his second mini album soon. I don't have the date, but it's called Gray Suit.
Ooh.
I like that. Right? Already. I'm like, yeah. I like the title. I think I'm going to like this vibe.
Yeah.
They're releasing like pictures and teasers, but we still don't have a date. I'm like, come on. When is this coming out? The 8 from 17 is also releasing new music soon. So we've had a few pictures from that. I'm really looking forward to that. I liked what he did last time. And after watching all those 17 reality shows, I really like his personality. So that's exciting. And a big congratulations to Bjorn Bryas from T-by-T. Yeonjun is the new Inky Gaga host alongside two popular K-drama actors. Hmm. So he will be starting that soon. It's always nice to see our favorites get hosting duties. We've watched a lot of them throughout the years, and that's really fun, and that's great for his career. So congratulations. Well deserved. It's that time of the week, Charity.
Yes.
A lot of interesting music tonight. We have a lot to choose from for Song of the Week. What is your pick?
My pick is Rain by Kian.
Okay. We're going to stay with the Monsta X family because my pick is Voyager by Kian.
Yay.
I love it. So proud of you, Kian. And that was hard competition because there are some amazing songs in that Idol release. But Kian wins the week.
Yay, Kian.
Solo rock star Kian. We're so proud of you. Next week's going to be massive at the New York City K-Pop Queens podcast. Red Velvet, who you all know we love, they have a comeback that I'm so excited about because the imagery has just been gorgeous. Those shots of them as like ballerinas, so stunning and cool. So we're going to talk about that. And then obviously, Stray Kids. The biggest comeback, not only of the year, but of our whole lifetimes. the biggest album release in the world, Stray Kids Maniac. It drops on Friday. While some of you are probably listening to this, we will be giving a full review next week. You know we're going to lose our minds. You know it's going to be intense. I don't know if I'm going to make it through because Hyunjin's really coming for me. That blonde hair mafia thing, the red hair, the flying. There's a lot happening. There's a lot happening, Jerry. But we will be back and we will talk about those two releases next week. And I'm sure a lot of other fun K-pop stuff, but look forward to those. Did I forget anything, Charity? Is there anything else?
I don't think so. Other than that, hopefully we'll survive the weekend after listening to Stray Kids.
I'm telling you, this weekend's going to be packed. I'm going to March Madness in Pittsburgh. In between, that's all day Friday, all day Sunday. Saturday, Pittsburgh friends, anyone that's going to see Epic High and Woosung, I get to see my man Woosung on Saturday night. I'm really excited for that concert. So if you're in Pittsburgh, give me a shout. I will be at the concert. Really excited. So this weekend's going to be stacked. Yeah, I don't know if we're going to survive. Because in between all of that fun, I'm going to be consuming as much Stray Kids content as possible.
Yes, yes.
But don't worry. If we will survive. Somehow we always make it through. And we will be back here next week to talk about it all for you and with you, our loyal, amazing queendom. New episodes drop every Thursday. Thank you for listening and being a part of our world. We're so grateful to have you and to be able to do this every week. Clearly, we love K-pop And we're really happy to be part of this community and to have our own community with the Amazing Queendom. So hopefully you're all safe and healthy and doing okay. And we will talk to you next week. Have a wonderful weekend. Love you.
Love you guys. Go listen to Stray Kids. Yay. Bye.
Bye. Stream. Yeah.